I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Let's get straight back to today's GeoQuiz. We wanted to know which country is home to the Baroon dollar. The answer is Australia. Here's The World's Alex Galifant with more.
One Baroon dollar is worth one Australian dollar. Now, you can't get your hands on a Baroon yet. They're still being printed. But when the Baroon currency is launched in August, it'll act much like a regular banknote. It'll be printed on paper, come in five denominations, and you'll be able to exchange it for goods and services. But it's not real money, like, you know, money issued by a national government. That's kind of the point. The aim is to help one local economy weather the current economic crisis. So the Baroon dollar will only buy goods and services from the Sunshine Coast hinterland. That's a group of communities set back from the coast of northern Australia. And then only from businesses that have signed onto the scheme. Darren Mitchell is the project's architect.
We want to keep the money circulating in the local economy as much as possible. So what we see, people will only exchange as much as they want to spend.
The exchange rate will give consumers about 5% more bang for the Baroon than from the regular Aussie buck. This Australian experiment was inspired by an American version based in the Berkshires in Massachusetts. There, the local currency is the Berkshire. Over 2 million of them are in circulation. Ithaca, New York, has been running a complementary currency for years, the Ithaca Hour, so-called because the unit of currency, the hour, represents the average hourly wage in the area. And there's plenty more of this kind of thing going on overseas. There's a Toronto dollar, a Brixton pound in South London, the Dusseldorf Rheingold, the Amsterdam Nopus, a British town called Scunthorpe offers Scunny Money, although no one seems to have used it since last year. But here's my favourite. It's an ancient form of currency used by one community in Papua New Guinea. Tabu shell money, made from the shells of ocean snails that wash up on the beach. Tabu shell money works alongside the kina, the country's main currency, but unlike, say, the Baroon dollar, it can be used for just about anything, including your taxes. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.